Welcome back to another episode of Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and on this episode, we are going to take a look back at this past summer and its movies. Now, I was surprised to learn that I watched a total of 12 movies this summer, which not only means it was my busiest summer of all time, but also means I saw enough movies to make a top 10 list. And if you don't know, the time period of the summer blockbuster season, it is typically considered as the first week of May to the last week of August, or Labor Day weekend in the first week of September. And to keep you in suspense, I am going to go in reverse order of least favorite all the way to my number one favorite movie this past summer. And to be clear on my parameters, it basically boils down to which movie I just enjoyed watching more, the most, you know? So without further ado, let's get this thing started, and there will probably be minor spoilers along the way for any and all of these movies, so keep an eye out for that as we begin this adventure. Coming in at the back of the pack at number 10 is The Meg. So I bet you're surprised this made the list, because if you've been paying attention and can do math, that means that I enjoyed watching The Meg more than the other two movies not on this list, which is really kind of ridiculous and funny all at the same time. And I'm also betting that you're surprised this isn't my number one movie of the summer, but we'll get to that. But in all seriousness, this is a big dumb shark movie with a very big shark and dumb people in it. And for the simple reason that I couldn't even start to take this movie seriously, it was kind of enjoyable to watch, even though the movie itself took itself way too seriously. Coming in at number 9 is Solo, A Star Wars Story. Now, you may or may not be surprised to see this movie so low on my list, but I'm not saying it wasn't a good movie or even that I didn't enjoy it. I am saying there are 8 other movies that I enjoyed watching more, however. And as for Solo, I liked seeing more of the Star Wars universe, more places, more perspectives, but I'll give it the same critique I gave it the last few times I've talked about this film. It just isn't the same without Harrison Ford in the titular role, and was somewhat unnecessary to make this film. And it kind of takes away from the mystery of what was previously unknown about Han Solo's past. Otherwise, I have no other real issues with this film. Coming in at number 8 is Ocean's 8, and yes, it is kind of funny that this movie ended up in the spot that it did. Ocean's 8 is the all-female continuation of the Ocean's franchise, starring Sandra Bullock as Debbie Ocean, Danny Ocean's sister. There are a lot of similarities to this film in the first Ocean's 11, and a few surprise cameos along the way as well. As far as being a heist film, it did actually manage to surprise me at the end, which was nice. So all around, I did enjoy it, but it just didn't quite capture the magic of the original series, in my opinion. Coming in at number 7 is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Chris Pratt returns to the island of Jurassic World in the sequel to the first movie and the subsequent reboot of the Jurassic Park franchise. It was fun to see Jeff Goldblum in this one, but in the end it was still just another big dumb dino movie. It did have some funny parts involving the primary antagonist dino, but the most I got out of this movie was the ending because of the possible ramifications for the future. Number 6. Mission Impossible Fallout. The sixth Mission Impossible is unique in that it's the first in the franchise to directly sequel the previous film. It still has Tom Cruise's trademark signature stunts, and he even broke his foot on one of them, and also stars Henry Cavill as the villain, which was actually a bit surprising. But otherwise, it is just a lot of action and crazy stunts. They poke some fun at the tropes of wearing masks, which was funny. Overall, the scale of ridiculousness continues to climb in this series, and the only thing I didn't like about this one is that Jeremy Renner was not in it. Number 5 is Tag. Comedies are always hit and miss for me, especially rated R comedies, but when I saw this trailer, I thought to myself that it just might be a good one, so I took the risk and watched it, and it was seriously funny and quite enjoyable to watch, even though it does get a little raunchy at some points. But I do love that it's based on a true story, and they showed clips of the real group of friends who played Tag at the end of the credits, which was super great. Number 4, The Incredibles 2. Now, I think it is fair to say this movie caught a lot of people by surprise at first, because let's be honest, I don't think anyone was expecting a sequel to a 14-year-old movie. And I'm getting old. I won't go as far as to say it was better than the original. I don't think it was better than the original, but the whole cast came back for this film. The same director came back for it. I loved the animation and the theme music, and the subject matter was pretty good. I still think it's hilarious how they did the whole role reversal between Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl. That dynamic really made the whole movie. Also, I loved how it picked up right at the end of the first one. Just a really swell time overall. Deadpool 2. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I thought Deadpool 2 was better than the first Deadpool, and for that reason, it is going to rank higher on this list. It was funny. It had good plot. Josh Brolin is killing it this year. Ryan Reynolds is on point for this role. The action was solid, and it just had just about everything a Deadpool movie should. Just absolutely crazy, and I loved every minute of it, and it had a surprising amount of heart in it. Coming in at number 2 is Ant-Man and the Wasp. Ant-Man and the Wasp is the first movie to come out after Infinity War, and I loved it. I enjoyed the first one as well, and this one just brought back everything I loved about the first one. The comedy, the unique action, the CGI is also trippy and fun. Evangeline Lilly is awesome as the Wasp. As for the plot, I loved that it was just a self-contained adventure, and we kind of got to learn what happened with Scott being under house arrest for 2 years, which is like a really long time. And just all of the banter between characters and especially Scott's crew. I am super glad they rescued Hope's mom and helped the villain Ghost in the process, but the ending was, of course, a tie into Infinity War and just salt in the wound. And coming in at number 1, Avengers Infinity War. So again, I know you're all disappointed that The Meg isn't my number 1 movie, but you shouldn't be surprised what movie is. Avengers Infinity War is a piece of cinematic history. Also, I'm fully aware it came out a week early at the end of April, but I don't care, and it's staying on this list. This movie is the culmination of 10 years of Marvel films. The 19th film in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I loved every minute of it, even the parts that made me cry. And I love these characters. I love Josh Brolin as Thanos and how they made him a big deal right from the get-go. I love seeing these characters interact, some for the first time. The tension has never really been higher, and this movie was made for the fans. They waste no time explaining backstory, or what these characters' motivations are, or why they are, where they are at. And for someone who's been keeping up with the franchise, it is super rewarding because then they can focus on the story of this movie. The action was amazing, the comedy was amusing, and that ending is one of the most brutal endings of the Marvel film franchise because over the last 18 films, the good guys always won. But I guess there is the exception of Civil War because I don't think anyone really won in Civil War. Then Thanos shows up and wrecks every single one of our heroes. He utterly destroys all of them at one point or another, and he gets away with his plan of galactic genocide. And again, I literally cry at the end of this movie every single time I watch it. There were plenty of twists and turns as well, but on the whole, this movie is insane, and I can't wait to see the conclusion to this universe they have built up for over a decade. And some honorable mentions, aka the other two films I watched this summer that didn't quite make the list, are as follows. The Equalizer 2, the sequel is good, but very similar to the first one, but I did appreciate the action and the characters, but more so the use of a hurricane as a dramatic backdrop to the plot. And Sicario, Day of the Soldado. The first Sicario was very dark, so is this one, and it was pretty crazy. I am dubious as to whether or not they'll pull off a sequel to this one, though. That pretty much wraps up this list, and hopefully your summer was as full and exciting as mine was. So many movies, so little time, but keep an eye out for the next episode of Cinema Central because I'll be taking a look forward at the movies coming out in 2018. And the best way for you to know when a new episode is up is to subscribe to the podcast itself or follow the social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @AceCinemaCentral. And have a good day. Booyah!